Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ron Woods. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Burbach. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bill Burbach. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Lazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Lazar. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ron Hansen now playing shortstop. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Fernandez and he is out, Michael applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michael bunts towards the mound. Lazar fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Danny Lazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazar bunts towards the mound. Burbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods is hit by the pitch. Cox moves to second. Bill Burbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Burbach is called out on strikes. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Yankees. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McGraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGraw moves to third. Woody Held pinch hits for Danny Lazar. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Jack Aker now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McGraw scores. Morales scores. There goes Held trying to get to third. White throws the ball into Cox, who tags Held for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fernandez moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Pepitone moves to second. It's 4-3, Yankees. Jerry Kenny pinch hits for Bobby Cox. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepitone moves to third. One out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Ron Woods. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins has Pepitone trapped. There's the throw to Hermann and over to Melton, who tags Pepitone for the out. Kenny moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Hall steals second. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Jerry Kenney now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Gary Bell. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mercer strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mercer out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Bill Robinson pinch hits for Jack Aker. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.